Now why me you crank that soul? Now what? Soldier boy, I been it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll? Why me crank that soldier boy? Then Superman that. Oh. Now why me you crank that soul? 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 Now what? Soldier boy, been it. Oh. Why me lean that? Why me rock? Superman that. Oh. Why me crack that RoboCop? Super friend, now why me jock? Jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that, soldier boy, I lean to the left, then crack that thing. Now you, I'm jocking on you.
I'm jocking on you.
And if we get the fight, then I'm you catch me at your local party. Yes, I crack it every day. Haters get mad, cause I got me some baby, mate.
Soldier boy, I finna. Oh. Why me crack it? Why me roll? Why me crack that soldier boy? That Superman that.
Now why me you crank that soul?
Now why me you crank that soul?
Now why me you crank that soul?
Now what? Soldier boy, I been it.
Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy?
Then
Superman
that.
Now why me you crank that
soul?
Now why me you crank that
soul?
Now why me you crank that
soul? Now what? I'm bouncing on my toes. Why me super soaked? Yeah. Oh. I'ma pass to A-Rab and he gon' crank it up for sure. Wanna be me, soldier boy, I'm the man. They be looking at my neck, saying it's doom rubber band, man. Why me do
why
it?
Do it?
Damn, leg it to
leg
it.
To it.
No, nope, you can't do it like me, though. So don't do it like me, folk. I seen you try to do it like me, man. That damn was ugly.
Soldier boy,
I'm
in it. Oh. Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman that. Oh.
Now why me crank that soldier?
Now why me you?
Now why me you crank that soul?
Now why me you crank that
soul?
Now what?
Soldier boy, I been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman that.
Now why me you crank that soul?
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 Now why? I'm too fresh, I been it.
Why me crank it? Why me?
Why
me crank that Roosevelt and super soak that? Super soak that. Super soak that. Super soak that. Super soak that.
Oh.
I'm too fresh now. Why me?
You.
Why me shuffle? Why me?
You.
Why me crank that soldier boy? Now Superman.
You.
Superman.
Do it.
Superman.
Do it.
Soldier boy, I been it.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman. That.
Oh.
Now why me? You. Crank that soldier boy.
Now why me?
You. Crank that soldier boy.
Now why me?
You. Crank that soldier
boy. Now why me?
You. Crank that soldier
boy. Now what?
Soldier boy.
Oh.
Why me crank it? Why me
roll?
Why me crank that soldier boy? That Superman that.
Oh.
Now why me
you
crank that soldier
boy?
Now why me
you
crank that soldier
boy?
Now why
me
you crank that soldier
boy?
Now why
me you
crank that soldier
boy? Now why?
Just a chance to win your heart. You could set the bar beyond the stars. I'll do anything, anything you ask me to. Say you want the moon, watch me learn to fly. Ain't a mountain you could point to. It's true, there's nothing I won't do. I'd risk it all for you. To hold your hand and call you mine. I'm trying to be your man till the end of time. Thank you.
100.
You know what I love?
What?
I love my diamond. Your diamond, I heard you talking to everyone about your fitness challenge you're doing with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you guys doing exactly? What is the challenge?
We just want to see basically who can work the hardest and lose the most weight in the next 28 days.
Okay, so it's a weight thing. It's a
weight loss.
It's numbers. It's not just a fitness like moments at the gym or whatever.
No, because they cheat. One of my friends builds she cuts really quickly and like her body will look different, but she's not necessarily dropping the weight. Whereas like I'm different. I drop weight. But I don't know. You can't really see it the way that I want people to see it. So, you know, I made it work in my to my advantage. And speaking of numbers, there's money involved.
Oh, there is?
Hey.
Okay, so talk about it.
So we all had to put $100 to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever loses the most weight gets technically $300.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. It's going down. I'm going shopping.
You got this?
It's going down.
I know, but you know what? It's the fact that you're doing it for health reasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, right. So the incentive is there.
Yeah, I don't like breathing heavy when I'm walking up and down the steps. I'm like, ah. You know?
So it got me thinking. Like, what if we had our own health challenge here on the morning show?
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that means we have to tell each other how much we weigh.
Well, I'm going to change it a little bit.
Okay.
Rather than a weight loss thing, it's just a workout thing.
I like it.
Right?
I want to do it.
Because, you know, you're right, though. People lose weight at different rates, and we're all different. We're all different beasts. But rather than a weight loss thing, like we should come up with a fitness challenge. I don't know what it would be, though. Like Scary has questions. Yes, Scary.
I hear walking is really good for you, and I went.
Is that what you're hearing?
Well, I did a physical.
Somebody once said the
doctor. She says to me, "You don't really move very much, do you?" And I said, "No, I'm sedentary. I have a sedentary lifestyle." She says, "Well, you should probably start moving. Just be active." So, what if we decided to walk around, let's say Central Park, and we do a certain amount of steps? Is that good enough of a challenge?
That could be one way of doing it.
Yeah. Steps.
You know, I'm taking all submissions.
Okay.
Like, okay. Moving.
Yeah.
I hear walking is good for you.
I love the doctor said, though, you don't move.
You don't move. What do you
He's
say?
He's like a veal.
You say when you go, you're a veal. In a little bitty cage with a little blue eyes.
I take the least steps possible. I go home and I rot. I lay in my bed.
He sits on his couch and rots.
No,
is what
bed.
He said. Which is just
that's not
he
good.
Said, no,
here.
He lays in his bed.
It's not a good visual. Oh, you rot in your bed.
See, I feel like I'm not putting mileage on my body that way.
Well, you're not.
You're not keeping yourself healthy that way.
I'm preserving my
cholesterol.
Your shoes. We don't want to wear them out.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't preserving anything. Look, you know, let's think about it. We don't have to come up with the answer right this minute.
Okay.
But I just think I love the fact that Diamond and her friends are like, hey,
yeah.
You know what? Let's look out for each other.
Yeah.
Let's do this fitness challenge.
I think the toughest thing around here, because I think for the most part, all of us are pretty active and move around a decent amount.
Most of us.
It's the food. Yeah. And I don't think anyone's going to like this opinion, but we might need to have a little smackdown on the food that comes in here.
Okay. I know I'm...
I don't like that opinion.
I know you don't.
I know I'm a part of the problem with that. We love food when it rolls through.
When's so artichoke good. Pizza coming
See,
down?
See, that's not helping. We love artichoke pizza. Yeah, Nate, what are your thoughts?
I worked for one show, and the host and I, we decided, okay, well, let's just bang out some push-ups occasionally. So every once in a while during the show, he'd be like, all right, 20, let's go.
Nah.
And we hit the floor.
That's like a meathead looking thing.
It wasn't a meathead thing. It was just to get your body moving, right? Like get some circulation.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind doing a couple of planks to start off the day.
Yeah,
plank for a minute. Go for it.
I'll be planking
in about an hour.
Oh, good.
Supposedly, and walking.
Yeah, planking for 2 minutes every day if you start your day that way is supposed to really do wonders for your body.
So like 2 minutes.
It's a long time.
At the same time.
Yeah. 2 minutes in a row. Huh.
You can't, like, add 15-second intervals.
I can't, like, do it in one-minute increments.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll figure this out.
We could start jogging around this place and freak everyone out.
Yeah.
Why are they running?
Running. You shouldn't run by Light FM. They get very nervous when you run by Light FM.
Scary, why are you grabbing your belly over there?
Because it was, you know, it wasn't scary. This big a month ago. I dropped 30 pounds and now some of it's coming back.
Well, because you dropped 30 pounds because you weren't eating anything and now you're eating everything.
I know.
This is how it works.
Well, you know, maybe, look, I'm not going to sit here and give health and nutrition advice to anyone. You know, there's nothing worse than going to the salad bar and someone who really shouldn't be telling you what to eat is telling you, you really shouldn't eat that. Well, no, well... from personal experience, get away from me. okay, let's come up with something.
Okay.
Something.
Something.
Jumping jacks through one of our songs.
It's something, anything.
Yeah. Okay.
Like when I leave here, I'll do 13,000 steps.
That's good.
I know, but how can we all do 13,000 steps?
I mean, walking home with you it's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
All right.
So one day I did it. You know, Andrew and Josh have a different approach to their workout challenge.
They insult each other.
They're verbally abusive. Maybe that would work.
Can we bring them in? Let's see. Let's see what they're doing.
They're so mean to each other.
Scary. How many steps do you think you do a day?
Well, I do about 2,000 to 3,000. But when I was in Paris, I did 15,000.
Okay. Well, maybe
pretend you're in Paris.
You should go to Paris. Oui.
Yeah, but then I had crepes in between.
He was walking between crepe stands.
I'm not even kidding.
Are they coming in? I'm going to see what they do. So, okay, so Coaster Boy Josh and Ops Manager Andrew are on their way in. Yesterday I tried to get in touch with Andrew. He could not get back to me because he was in hot yoga.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Hot yoga. Where's Coaster Boy Josh?
He's on his way.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. Hey, guys. Hey. Hi, Josh.
What's the matter? Josh always thinks it's something bad when we call him.
It's nothing bad at all. Nothing bad. Now, we were just talking to Diamond about how she and her friends are doing a fitness challenge, and I decided maybe we should come up with some sort of formulaic challenge here as well.
Okay.
But I don't know how to do it, how to start it. But Gandhi says that you two have an interesting challenge going on with your fitness as well. What is that?
It's usually just a lot of insults to each other.
Yeah.
Like what? Like Gandhi, what are you talking about? What do you hear them saying?
You want me to actually say? I won't say who it was about. One might have called the other one a feral pig.
A feral pig.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Josh. You're pointing at Andrew.
Yeah, he's the feral pig.
Okay.
He's not the one that called me one. I called him.
Okay, so you feel as if you if you're rude and slicing with each other.
Yeah.
And you insult each other.
Yeah.
And your bodies. Mm-hmm. If you insult each other's bodies, it's a good workout for you.
Absolutely.
It will lead to more workouts.
If Biggie Piggy doesn't go to the gym, then it's not going to work out well.
You are the Biggie Piggy because you don't go to the gym.
Excuse me.
You don't.
He wasn't hot yoga yesterday.
Thank you. Hot yoga.
That does nothing for you.
We walked 4 miles the other day.
That does
Josh.
Nothing for him.
What?
Please.
Walking does nothing.
Yeah, that is not true.
You know, Scary shared something. He heard that walking is good for you.
And the reason why I said it like that is because some people, contrary to popular belief, are like Josh and say that walking does nothing, what he just said.
Well, for someone like you who does nothing, walking would help.
See? But this is motivation.
Right. Josh, his doctor said to him, you don't move very much, do you?
Yeah.
That's what his doctor said.
I have a sedentary lifestyle.
For inactive people, walking's great. But there's a certain ceiling you're going to hit. Like, walking won't be enough. Like, you need to do more than walking.
By the way, not sedentary lifestyle, sedentary lifestyle.
Okay, whatever it is. The fact is, if you do nothing and you do 1 ounce of activity, you've done 100% more than you did
the day
before.
That's true. Look, you know,
set the bar low.
The last thing I don't want to turn this into people shaming each other.
Yeah,
which it sounds like that's what...
not at all.
That sounds like what you two do. You two like to insult each other. I don't think that's...
Can I show you something?
I beg your pardon?
Can I show you something?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Andrew bought me a tag for my keys.
Yeah.
And he put a pig on it.
It's a sign of endearment.
You know, but to be very, very, very honest with you.
Wow. Yes.
You two have different body types.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Thank you.
And Josh, you are in some of the best shape I've ever seen you.
Thanks.
In. Cool. And but so is Andrew.
Yeah.
But his body type is different than yours, and therefore gauging between the two, if there's a competition, it's difficult to
Andrew's genetics are way better than mine. He would be sculpted like a Greek god if he actually put in the time at the gym and went for it. But he
like,
doesn't.
I say
he works out to eat quesadillas.
Yes, but a lot of people do.
I appreciate that.
You work out so you can eat more. That
Thank
works.
You. Okay,
works for me.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. I don't want to spend time like two, three hours in the gym lifting weights. I hate it. It's annoying. I like running. I like hot yoga. I do like doing some lightweight lifting, but rather other than that, like it's just not for me. Like I don't want to sit there.
But it sounds like, and look, I'm no expert on this, but it sounds as if you're doing all great things for yourself.
So, I'm still working out like four or five times a week.
But if we want to do some sort of challenge, there needs to be some cohesiveness with our what we have in common. Does that make sense? We are competing in a way if it's a challenge, right?
Mm-hmm. I think step goals are big.
Yeah, step goals.
At least 10,000 steps, maybe some light weightlifting.
Lame.
Josh could put together some weightlifting.
Josh, you're going to kill Scary if you give him more than that.
I will whip Scary into shape.
Oh, I believe that.
Damn. Scary, I believe.
Even though he looks great right now.
But, Scary, I believe with your frame, I'm assuming this, I think you would get strong really fast if you did some weightlifting. You got on the machines and did the
So whatever. I've been told. But like Andrew, I don't want to spend hours in a gym.
How about one hour?
Wait.
1 hour per day.
Dr. Fatlaws, who you always go to, told you it doesn't...
He's not a doctor per se.
Right. He tells you doesn't have to be hours in the gym. He told you 3 times a week, walk on the tread for a half an hour. Yeah. That's what he told you.
He says it's like 75% diet and the rest is just walking and treadmilling.
What if we attached weights to like a fork?
Or just eat heavier food.
Yeah.
Oh, you can dangle a fork in front of him, in front of the treadmill, so he keeps running. And right. Then like you have like a piece of chocolate cake at the end of the run. And then he finally can get it. Like that.
That's interesting.
That would work.
I love the sound effect.
Don't you think, Josh, that would work?
I think that would work.
But see, you got to understand that the cup holder on the treadmill is not for your Haagen-Dazs shake.
Oh, everybody's a personal trainer.
Yeah, everyone's texting you.
Everybody knows everything.
All the training experts are texting our show right now.
Oh my God. Everybody knows everything.
I will say the insults have helped. Like, I do actually go to the gym now more than I've ever gone in like the past 32 years of my life. And it is because when I don't go, it's like, oh, okay, what are you doing? Eating pizza? And it's like, no, I'm not.
So there's a weird, rude accountability thing going on.
I will say it does keep me accountable for at least 3-4 days of the week.
But you've had to back off of weightlifting.
Well, I do it now for 30 minutes. At your suggestion, by the way.
He said that he's producing too much testosterone and now he gets irritable.
For sure. I have never been more ragey in my life than when I started lifting weights. Ever.
Are you roiding as well?
No. And that's the sad part. I literally got so frustrated about everything. And I just hated everything. And I was like, I got to back off.
Maybe there's something else going on. There's something else at play.
That's what I'm thinking.
It's the testosterone. I'm not a testosterone heavy person as it is. So then add weightlifting into it. All of a sudden, it's a burst of things.
All of a sudden, you're more manly than you want to be.
And sort of punch things.
Oh my God!
Some people have to realize that if you're trying to lose weight, but then you're going to lift weights, sometimes you're going to bulk and you're going to add weight. But it doesn't mean you're gaining weight in the wrong way. It just means maybe you're toning things.
I like that,
and
by the way.
Muscle.
My pants don't fit anymore. It must be the weight training.
Right. But, I'm bulking currently.
I do believe if you have a healthy mix, you do some lifting, you do some cardio, you do some walking, you have 13,000 steps a day, and you do some lifting, that's a great mix, you know. Scary. Yes. You can do that. If I can do that, you can do it.
I could. Rather than go to sleep after the show, I'm going to walk.
Exactly.
Where are we walking to?
Well, you know, somewhere.
What? This feral pig needs to work on his form at the gym, too.
Here we go.
His form is really bad.
I think we should lose the feral pig stuff.
This is the nice version of these two.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
The texts are way worse.
Yeah, I've gotten text messages where one might be looking for the other one. Is like, where is that little doughboy? Did you see him? I'm like, oh my God.
Calls me Thunder Thighs.
All right. With that said,
that's messed up.
We need to come up with something. I think, you know, Gandhi said it before. We have Central Park 2 blocks from here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is just a treasure trove of fun. And you can do that loop all the way up to uptown and back downtown. It's 3.5 miles. It's a great run, walk, or whatever it is.
We should do a 5K. A 5K is completely doable. It gives us something to work towards. I think this is a great idea.
I'll do a 5K right now.
I think a 5K is completely doable for everyone on this show.
You good?
Oh, Scary's just got us a reservation at Carbone.
It just popped up on my phone just now.
All right. Let's look into this 5K. Is it a 5K walk or run? What is it?
It would be a run.
Not a bicycle ride?
I don't like bikes.
This is going
to
be
a 5K run. We could do it in 30 minutes easily. It'll be fine.
All right, but we're going to do some sort of fitness something.
I'm going to be on the 5K run like this. You go, Elvis. You go, Gandhi. All right, we'll figure it out.
It's going to be great.
Get social with Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show at Elvis Duran Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Go, 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 show. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, I'm getting to taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the hug, they wanna hug. The homie ain't nothing changed, go down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, ain't working all that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, but now I don't walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But holla in New York, cause you getting to tell you I'm local. When you're playing is to put the rap game in the choke. I'm full of focus, man. My money on my mind. Got a meal out the deal and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty says she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from what did they buy and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the eggs, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. My flow, my show brought me to go. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my shoes. What I got, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. You didn't do mad. I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm the cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that ass, you didn't tryna pull me back, guys. My joint get the pumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes, your bitch, if she smiles, she gone. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. They're talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. I'm singing, take the letter, make them watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we off be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, sippy in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, if you're in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, niggas see the problem pop off again.
Here.
Yeah.
Z100.
Usher, Usher, Usher. Yeah, man.
So we back in the club with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body, ain't I seen you before? I think I remember those eyes, eyes, eyes. Cause baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love again. Yeah, baby, tonight the DJ got us falling in love again. So dance, dance like it's the last, last night of your life. Life won't get you right.
It's a movie and you just TiVo. Mommy got me twisted like a dreadlock. She don't wrestle, but I got her in a headlock. Never, never do make a bedrock. Mommy on fire, psst, red hot. Bada bing, bada boom. Mr. Worldwide as I step in the room. I'm a hustler, baby, but that you knew. And tonight is just me and you, darling.
With Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Tell your smart device to wake you up to Z100
on iHeartRadio.
But I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
phone tap.
Daniel, you have the phone tap?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the mood?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
All right, it comes to us from Susie, who says, my in-laws live in a retirement community in Florida, and they have strict rules. No dogs allowed. My husband always brings our dog over there, so I need you to call my mother-in-law, say you're from the retirement community, and that you busted them with a dog. She's going to get very upset.
Daniel, once again, phone tapping an old person. Let's listen in to the phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Ann Helfer, please?
Yes, this is her.
Yes, hi, Ann. This is Linda calling you from the Maine Association at...
Yeah.
I'm calling you about the dog that you have in your house.
The who?
The dog.
Are you kidding? I don't have a dog.
We got an anonymous call from the guardhouse. They've been watching you with binoculars, and they said that you have a dog that you keep bringing into your house.
Oh, my God. You know what? That is so ridiculous. My son has a dog.
Okay.
And one time he took me home, and the dog was in the car.
You did just admit that you had a dog there.
I didn't.
You did?
He took me home and dropped me off. The dog never got out of the car.
Now I have pictures here right in front of me, and it looks like you're feeding the dog some kind of biscuit or something.
I don't have a dog.
Then who is this in the picture feeding the dog?
I have no idea.
Looks a lot like you.
You're upsetting me.
Did you not let this dog into your house? This
no.
brown, scruffy dog?
Never let a dog into my house.
Ever.
Ever.
You're going to have to pay a fine for this, you know.
I am not paying a fine.
Oh, yes, you are.
Because I did not do this.
Yes, you are. The fine is $1,500.
Sweetheart, you better get yourself a lawyer.
Yeah, but if you just admit that you have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
What's the dog's name? Bones?
You are a nasty, nasty person. Yeah, just hang. Don't you dare call me back. Go fly a kite. I'm sick of talking to you.
Hello? You need to call her now.
Uh-huh. Hello?
Hey, Mom?
Yeah?
Listen, I think I'm going to go to Publix now and get the stuff for the meatballs.
Oh, Susie, I just got a call. That's why I called the president of the building. Are you ready for this?
What?
She says, we understand you're hiding a dog in your house. She says, and there's a $1,500 fine. Now, where are you hiding the dog?
You know what, Mom? I have to tell you something. Ron brought the dog over there when you and Dad were on your cruise.
He did what?
He brought Smudgy over there when you and Dad were away on the cruise.
And did what?
He got the key, and he went over there, and he just brought Smudgy for the ride.
Oh, God.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. I'm going to tell him I know nothing about it. They have to prove they have pictures of me feeding the dog.
Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear everything that you guys are talking about.
Who is this?
It's Linda.
You believe this?
I can hear
Susie. That's the one that called me.
Yeah, well, you know what? Being part of the association, I basically can break in on anybody's phone line.
Oh, my God.
And now I know that the dog was in your apartment when you weren't home.
Oh, let's just put this all to rest and pay the fine. This is my...
No, I'm not paying a fine.
I'll pay it. I'm giving you my credit card number.
No, don't you dare, Susie. Susie.
What?
Don't you dare.
Mom.
Let them go further. Let them sue me. Don't you dare.
Why don't you just let her give me the credit card?
No, and we'll... Susie, don't you dare. You know what? Throw me out of here. Susie, she's an arrogant son of a bitch, and I don't want to deal with a person like that. Let her try and sue me. Now you go to hell.
You know what? This is actually Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and you got phone tapped.
What? What did you say?
It's a joke, Grandma. They wanted to put you on the radio. They thought it was funny.
Oh, for God's sake. I'm going to kill him.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post-Run High, and listen now.
Yeah.
I'll be your woman. Yes, I'll be your baby. Yes, I'll be whatever that you tell me when you're ready. Yes, I'll be your girl, forever your lady. You ain't never gotta worry, I'm down for you, baby. Best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Cleaning, plus I keep the real sweet for your eating. Yes, you be the boss, and yes, I be respecting whatever that you tell me, cause it's game you be spitting. Oh, best believe that when you need that, I'll provide that. You will always have it. I'll be on deck, keep it in check. When you need that, I'ma let you have it. Show came the truth. My screams is the proof. Them other dudes get the goose. So I speed in the coupe, leaving this interview. It ain't nothing new. I've been with you. None of them ain't taking you. Just tell them to make a you, huh? That's how it be. I come first like debut, huh? So baby, when you need that, give me the word. I'm no good. I'll be bad for my baby. So I make sure that he's getting his share. Make sure that his baby take care. Make sure my keep them, please rub them down, be a lady and a freak. Oh.
Where the hits hit the universe. Your number one preset on iHeartRadio.
This is Z100.
마지막이가 전부 진결이 나 하나 여기까지다 이제 그치 끝은 가면 언제 벗겨질까 yeah, 미노히로 미노들 넌 아무것도 아니나 후회되는 반복돼 기억들은 안 폭해 난 눈물을 파 속에 시선을 던져 하루에 뭘 원했었던 건지 제 기억이 안 나 얻었다 믿었던 모든 행복은 교차했나 yeah, I'm gone. No matter what's wrong 그게 뭐가 됐건 새벽에 호우 자락을 붙잡고 뭔가 소해내는 기억 목소리 막힌 자들의 사회 난 여전히 침묵을 말해 이건 방패 관수가 독답해 모두 오해 편견들이 다게 반갑다 난 너의 행가래 내 두 발이 여기 땅에 이름도 없는 꽃들과 함께 다시 별의 가시도 소박해 발 밑으로 와주세요 목적 없는 목적지로 슬픈 줄도 모르고 그림자와 전신으로 아무것도 없었지 And don't tell me I gotta be a someone 난 절대 그들처럼 될 수 없으니 그림의 시작인지 여태껏 날 지켜온 단 하나의 힘과 전 다른 불꽃에서 들꽃으로 손에 대서 영원으로 나의 황량한 들의 나무를 언젠가 나 되돌아가리
New York's number one hit music station.
And the darkness, I would never leave. We both saw this. anything could happen.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
I know when I was 18 or 19 years old, I would drive through almost every meal. It was always something fried. It was always something with ketchup. It was always something with some kind of mayo-y product on it, or a taco or whatever. But it was drive-through. You know, fast food is just so accessible, right? And when you're younger and you don't have that much money to spend, you okay, and you eat it, you feel fine, you move on with your day. Remember those days?
Oh yeah.
Like Danielle, back in the day, did you ever chow down on something in specific?
White Castle. All the time. Whenever we got out of the club, it could be like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, we'd go to White Castle, we'd have like 7 each, and no problems whatsoever. It was fabulous.
No, you wouldn't feel it. What about you, Gandhi?
Oh, Taco Bell. You could get the entire menu at one point for like $7. I think it's a little different now. But man, Taco Bell, that's my go-to. Love it.
I'm with you. Scary, did you have one?
It was always late night disco fries, whatever I can put in my mouth with a bacon, egg, and cheese. Wow, I could eat breakfast at 4 o'clock in the morning after the club.
Absolutely.
Was my thing.
And it didn't really mess you up. What about you, Straight Nate?
Oh my God, I get a supersized meal with a chocolate shake. I'd pound that and feel fine. I do that today, I'm in the hospital. Guaranteed. Right. Yep.
And Froggy still eats that way. I mean, you're usually chewing on something that's crunchy and chickeny.
Oh, dude, right? I'm telling you, I'd still go to Chick-fil-A three or four times a week.
There you go.
I do get a grilled sandwich. I think it's a little better because it's grilled. Yeah. But why is it that we feel like Chick-fil-A is a little healthier when it's probably not? It feels like it is. I don't know.
Well, depends on what you order. If you're ordering the grilled chicken, you're better off probably. But the regular chicken sandwiches are tremendous. All right. So
good.
So there's a kid on Instagram. I know he's primarily he's big on TikTok. His name is Dylan. He's from Florida. And, by the way, I'm going to give you a warning before you go check his videos out, okay? I'll give that warning in a second. Dylan Eats _ it's DylanEatss _. He goes to every friggin' fast food convenience place and orders the most fried of the fried things with every creamy, drippy sauce he can get.
Oh.
And he's so excited about it. He comes on and says, "Hi guys, I'm back." And this time I'm at, you know, he'll give the name of the fast food restaurant. He walks in, or he has it there in his kitchen and starts eating it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he just is so excited about it. But then he starts eating it and you can hear, this is the warning, you can hear every bite. I mean, I guess the audio on our phones or something, it like picks up every sound in the room, including the mixing and mashing of the food in the mouth, which by the way, is where digestion starts.
Can you see what he's eating as well?
Well, the parts that don't end up, that end up dropping the...
Okay. I'm going to skip that one.
Oh, you know what, Danielle? Stop being a fuddy-duddy.
I cannot. You know how I get. I'll start throwing up. I'm not going to do that.
He's so excited about these dishes. Oh, you should have seen him when he walked into Chili's, and his favorite thing on the menu is the 3 for me special. Mm. We can get like 3 things for a special small price. Anyway, do you want to hear one of these things? If you have
misophonia.
Yeah.
If you have misophonia, this is not for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me, hold on a second. Here we go.
So I got the hot honey chicken tenders, and then I also got the garlic parm. I haven't gotten Wingstop in such a long
Wingstop.
Time.
You went to Wingstop.
And then I got their fries. I also got their cheese sauce, and then I got Hello Ranch.
Okay, here we go.
I'm really excited to try the hot honey rub because I've never tried it before, and it just looks so good on
everybody. Okay, dip it in ranch or whatever. Listen.
Mm-hmm. This is honestly amazing.
Listen.
All right.
Well, so you.
Oh my God.
He's so excited about it. And then I went on like a crazy trip all around Instagram and everywhere trying to find all these people who love to eat foods that they're testing from restaurants right before your eyes. And they rate them. I mean, you see all these food critics that go to the hoity-toity restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they rate those. This is like the fried, crunchy fast food stuff. And they get so much enjoyment out of it. But I don't know if this video is for everyone.
Probably not.
For some, it's ASMR. They love that.
That's not ASMR.
No. Well, okay, Danielle, maybe some people like that sound. It's not my favorite. I love the fact he's so enthused over this food. It's kind of crazy.
He's very excited. He uses a lot of sauce.
He does. There's a lot of sauce going on here. And for some reason, I mean, he's young, I guess. That's why he's not ballooning up like I would do. So, okay, so what have you been obsessed with online? What have you been watching?
I got one for you.
Okay, go ahead, Nate.
Okay. The account is Joey Swole. You guys know Joey Swole?
No.
J-O-E-Y-S-W-O-L-L. And he is the most muscular and veinous individual I think I've ever seen in my life. But the great thing he does is he's a big, huge proponent of working out, but he's also not afraid to shame people that, you know, they'll take videos of themselves in the gym working out, and then they'll get this sourpuss face when somebody walks in front of the camera.
Oh,
he's a huge proponent of saying, don't film yourself in the gym. Don't treat it like your own personal workout space.
Oh,
do not do that.
Nice.
So he takes these videos and says, excuse me, ma'am, this gentleman is trying to work out, and you're giving him a load of crap because he walks in front of your camera. Stop that. Just let people work out.
I follow Joey Swole.
Yeah, Joey Swole.
He's got over 4 million followers on Instagram.
How about those veins in his arms? My God, he's a veinous individual.
Okay, he's very veiny. Very veiny. Yeah, Danielle, what do you got?
I have to find it. Come back to me. I'm trying to find her name.
Gandhi.
Okay, I have two. So one of them is explaining the universe, where they explain all the coolest things that are going on.
Oh, you love science.
And the other one, Wild Weather, caught on camera.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God.
We watch that together. When you want to watch a house blow down the street, go to Wild Weather.
There's stuff I didn't even know could happen that happens. Like, what happens when a volcano erupts underwater? Oh, my God. The wave that comes with it? Crazy. I love that stuff.
But what was the science one you're talking about?
Oh, Explaining the Universe?
Is it called Explaining the Universe?
Yeah, it's called Explaining the Universe. And there are all kinds of different phenomena that they put on there, like how the moon actually pulls the tide around the Earth.
Oh, my God.
That's so cool.
Watch this. Hold on. Pardon me while I push my follow button. Bam.
Yeah.
Over 2.5 million followers on Explaining the Universe. All right, Danielle, did you find it?
No, so I have two.
Okay.
I can't find the other one, but the one I watch is currently Costco, and it's all...
wait, hold on. Currently, it's like updates from Costco?
Yeah,
what is this?
It's all cool things that you can buy right now at Costco. Like, there's really cool thing, bulk things you could get at Costco, so it's currently Costco. And then I can't find her name, but there's a girl who's a Disney princess, and she teaches you how to pose like a Disney princess. Like, the other day she was doing Anna from Frozen, and she was like, now you have to hold your hands like this. You can't put them to your side. You can't do this. Like, each Disney princess has a different way of conducting themselves. And she teaches you, as she's dressed as that Disney princess, how to act and how your voice should sound and the stuff like that. And it's the coolest thing, but I can't find her damn name. But yeah.
Maybe you should watch it a little more. One day Danielle's going to come in here sounding just like a Disney princess.
I'm going to start talking like this.
What about you, Frog? You follow anything that you just can't get enough of?
I follow this couple. I usually follow the woman's account. Her name is Janie Ippolito. She's actually there in Jersey, in the New York area. Her and her husband Dave are hilarious, but she posts a lot of other fun things. Like, she'll post easy things to fix to eat that are healthy, or she'll post all kinds of stuff. But they are a hilarious couple. They do stuff that every couple does, but the way that they put it online is super funny. Oh. I watch their videos every single day. I look forward to what they do.
Oh.
Well, that's the thing. We all have these accounts that we're just obsessed over. I check them out all the time. And I love the food influencer stuff the most.
Yep. Yeah.
But when it comes to science and stuff like that, the stuff that Gandhi follows, I'm kind of into that. Maybe I'll start getting into Disney princesses as well.
Elvis Duran, you ruined my life with Instagram because you suggested a page to follow that's cringy. And it is the cringiest stuff I've ever seen, and I can't unfollow it.
It's called Cringy with a Q, right?
Yeah, it's Cringy with a Q. And everything on there is...
You made me follow Secret Buttholes one time.
Oh, that's a good one.
Still good.
Buttholes is fabulous. Because everywhere in nature, everywhere in the world, there's like a butthole-looking thing looking right at you. Yeah. You're right. Scotty B says he has something. What's up, Scotty?
I'm a weirdo. I follow one called Rundown Buildings. And so what it does is it takes like Google Street Views of... houses and restaurants and buildings and stuff like that from over the years, and it shows you how they've progressed or when they've been knocked down and what's there now. It's actually really cool. It's interesting.
Huh.
Run down buildings.
Yeah, it'll show you people's homes over the years, how they've been, you know, knocked down.
Fire. Mine will be featured next, I'm sure. What about you, Scary?
I love Twinkie the parrot, the cutest little yellow parrot. And it says, what are you doing? I'm a good boy. Like, this parrot is so cute. I can't get it. I'm obsessed. And Bobby Parrish. You know, guys hear this guy?
No.
He has an app out, too. He goes to grocery stores, and he says what's Bobby approved and what's not. And he's trying to teach you how to eat healthier. Because sometimes, not all the time, I like to eat healthy. So, and he's got this app, and you scan all the UPC symbols, and it tells you if it's Bobby approved or not. So I kind of try and live my life that way when I'm not here.
I'm like, what?
Well, when I'm here,
is that where you go and you get all those trendy things that are like, today we're all eating chia seeds?
Yeah, those new products, those products are awesome from Bobby. Bobby Parrish.
I know,
follow him.
But you eat them for a week and then you stop because they're not trendy anymore.
But I just can't keep